This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halden. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Also, we're expecting Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV to join us at 10:05, talking about, you know, ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, data sciences, careers as well. So that'll be interesting to check in with Wes. But as usual and customary, as you're setting your clocks ahead.
Again?
That's too funny. There's so many 12 o'clock flashers out there with their clocks, and you got to be reminded to set your clock ahead still. It just kind of tickles me. But it is what it is. If you have all those cuckoo clocks and you got to manually change them, I hear you. Yep. You don't want that going off incorrectly in the morning. But as usual and customary, we're going to talk some technology news, and Dennis has got a story for us.
Yeah, we have one that it's kind of something that we've talked about quite a bit in the past.
Yeah.
But this story is really burning a lot of people.
Okay, what's going on?
In one wave. HP has released firmware updates to a bunch of their printers that causes them to not allow them to work when there is a third-party cartridge in them.
Wow.
Now, again, these are printers that were working.
Right.
You know, people... went and bought third-party cartridges, have been printing with them.
Yep.
It catches a printer update that gets installed that the user doesn't necessarily know about, and nobody even tells them what's going to happen.
Right.
And suddenly, the printer doesn't work.
Yep.
And there's a, you know, a message literally on the display of the printer, if it has one, telling them, you can't print.
We refuse to let you print with this third-party cartridge. We must save your printer from this.
It is dangerous. It is for... Eric, this is for security.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
This is a feature that HP calls dynamic security.
Wow.
They are protecting you from those horrible third-party cartridges that are just going to destroy your poor little printer.
Unbelievable. Now, you're saying they're not going to let you print. Is it like permanently stopping it, or if you go out and get a genuine
cartridge? I am not sure if it permanently bricks the printer, but it definitely keeps you from printing with the cartridge that you've got in there.
Amazing.
So now, at best, you have to throw away whatever cartridges you had.
Right.
You have to go buy cartridges from HP.
Right. And you can't really roll back that firmware update.
No. No, there's no way to do it because HP doesn't put old firmwares on their website.
Gotcha.
Now, they're very nice about putting old drivers on their website because once in a while you actually have a compatibility issue with a newer driver with software or something else. And you can get older drivers from their website.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Can't get older firmwares.
It's just ridiculous.
So once it's updated, you're dead.
You're dead in the water. Okay.
And that's just something that they've been doing.
Yeah.
And a lot of other companies are doing it too. But the problem is, in the business world, as everybody knows, HP printers are very, very common. They're very relied upon.
Yeah.
They're very compatible with a lot of things, which is why so many businesses use them.
Right.
And now, you know, they're whacked.
Now you can't save anything. I mean, during the pandemic, we had the chip shortage. We were talking about how certain printer companies, and I think including HP, they couldn't get the RFID information for their cartridges, so they turned off that functionality and said, use whatever.
Matter of fact, I believe it was Canon that actually put an article on their website telling you how to work around that.
We'll let you go ahead and use cartridges now because, of course, it's like everything during COVID. You know, you throw caution to the wind. You know, those cartridges won't bother you now. Oh, post-COVID, they will.
Oh, and the other problem that, matter of fact, some of our clients are running into with HP is they have a line of printers out now called HP Plus.
Okay. All right. Right? So the Plus is better for everything? It's like it's
plus.
Extra.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right.
You
HP
get extra
Plus.
Here.
All right. You get more HP than you asked for.
What you've got is a printer that doesn't work unless it has an internet connection.
What?
Yes.
That's the Plus?
It either has to be connected to a computer that has an internet connection, or it has to be networked, and it has to be able to go out to the internet.
Via the connection.
Via, whether it's Wi-Fi or Ethernet.
Unbelievable.
And on top of that, in order to set up the printer on your computer so that it works the first time, you have to have an HP cloud account.
Oh my gosh.
To enable that printer to work. And if you don't have an HP cloud account, you can create one. They're happy to let you do that.
Right.
But why?
All these folks are watching the Seinfeld episode with the soup Nazi. Right? I mean, you can't get soup unless you're in a certain order. No print for you if you don't connect to the internet for your printer's not online. It's nutty. It's crazy.
Yeah, and if anything ever happens to that printer, next time you set it up, you gotta go through this whole process all over again.
Jeez.
It's just crazy.
I don't know. It's called progress, Dennis. It's called progress.
Really?
I guess. what happens if you cover up a ransomware infection?
Oh, I guess maybe you get away with it.
In some cases you do, but if you're publicly traded stock, the SEC might come down on you. In the case, Blackbaud has agreed to pay $3 million to settle charges it made misleading disclosures about a 2020 ransomware infection in which crooks stole more than 1 million files on around 13,000 of the cloud software Slinger's customers.
Whoa.
as it would be described in the register. I just love how they write. No. They don't use any ChatGPT to write their articles.
No, they're not.
So basically, Blackbaud kind of hid this and hid how damaging this ransomware attack was of their cloud software. Blackbaud is, I think it's Razor's Edge. It's used in a lot of nonprofits to make money. It's also very expensive software, ironically, for the poor nonprofit trying to survive and use the tool to raise money. It costs an arm and a leg for this software.
Yeah.
But they got fined $3 million for kind of hiding the fact that 13,000 of their cloud users got hacked, right? So again, this is, you put your stuff in someone else's system, you go ahead and rent the software from the manufacturer hides the fact that they were hacked, you got 13,000 records out there, possibly donor files and whatever you're using on their software, right? And I'll put the link up here for you, you know, as far as the story to this, but by the end of the month, the SEC claims that Blackbaud personnel discovered that the miscreants had accessed an unencrypted donor bank account information.
Wait, stop.
Yes, I know.
Let's go back a couple of words.
Yeah.
Unencrypted.
Yep. donor bank account information and social security numbers. But the employees allegedly didn't tell their senior manager about it.
Didn't tell the manager that they were keeping social security numbers in plain text.
There's that. And of course, they didn't have any policies or procedures in place that said, hey, if we get hacked, you should probably tell somebody. And so since they didn't have a policy and procedure, the folks that worked there said, I'm not going to tell my manager we just got hacked. They wouldn't like that. That would be bad news. So we'll put the link up here for you guys, and you can take a look at that.
So they were not only keeping that under the rug, they were keeping it under the rug in-house.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's bad. It is not good. What else you got, Dennis? You want to talk
about? I have another story about a problem that we're having with AI voice technology.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Now, it's great that you can create, you know, audio from someone who's...
Just a quick sample.
Yeah, a little quick sample.
Yeah.
But now it's being used in order to scam people.
Of course.
People are getting phone calls out of the blue from a relative or a friend who's having an emergency and needs money.
Right.
And it actually sounds like that person.
That's not going to be fun here.
And they're getting ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. It's terrible. It's a matter of fact, in according to the article that I've got here, in 2022,
yep.
$11 million was stolen through this method.
$11 million.
$11 million.
Not a lot yet. They're still working out the kinks. They haven't got to the billions yet. But $11 million is a little drop in the bucket, but still.
And now that OpenAI has even more of their tools available for people to use in 2023, what's that number going to be this year? I don't even want to think about it.
Are they talking about where they get the sample audio at all?
It doesn't really say too much about where it comes from.
Right. They don't need much to take.
They don't.
It's just a couple of words or so, and they can then produce a good fake of your voice.
They don't need a whole lot. They just need to get you, need to convey that there's some emergency, convey that they need some money, and then tell you how to send it.
So I guess you and I are screwed. They got our voice on podcast after podcast after podcast.
Right. That's true. They do need it in order to do it right. They do need a baseline, of course. You've got to have a recording of somebody to make more of a recording of somebody. So
it's crazy out there. All right. Well, we're going to get to your call. So three lines open for you on this lovely Saturday morning, 860-522-9842 or WTIC. That's the number to call. And we'll do our best to help you out. Feel free to get on the old Facebook pages. If you want to watch our little program on WTIC's Facebook page and make Zuckerberg deem it worthy, feel free. You can post your questions there, too. And everything we talk about will be tweeted as well by Mike G out there in the hinterland of Connecticut. He'll post that for us as well. And everything will go over to our ComputerTalkWithTab.com website as well. And we are back. We'll be here till 11 o'clock. And then at 10:05, we're expecting Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV to make an appearance. We'll talk about, AI and ChatGPT and maybe getting into the digital sciences for a career. So let's go to your calls, though. We've got Jake out there in West Hartford who's got a question first this morning. What's going on, Jake?
Yes. First of all, if you feel like laughing at me, it's okay.
Never.
I won't be offended.
We laugh with our callers, never at our callers.
Okay. Yeah. So the question is, I've been concerned about the dark web.
You know,
I'm not quite sure what it is. And so I signed up for a dark web monitoring service.
All right.
And with my wife and myself, we're paying over $200 a year.
All right.
And what we do is every once in a while, they send us an email saying, oh, your name appeared on the dark web.
Right.
Or your email address appeared on the dark web.
Right.
Well, then what?
Good point. So good question. So the dark web is just basically an area of the internet that, you wouldn't want to go messing around with. It's usually through the Tor networks. It's usually where the bad guys reside, as far as where they put their tools, where they have their confabs.
Yeah, they'll use either just IP addresses as the web address, or they'll have a gibberish domain name.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense, and you wouldn't just go there accidentally.
Right.
But they obfuscate themselves. That's why it's called dark web.
And the bad guys, the dark web monitoring is looking for whether or not your name shows up. So here's the problem, right? You sign up for any website. You go and create an account at, cooking.com or you name it, whatever it is for recipes. You sign in and use a password of let's eat, whatever, !! To make it a little harder.
Right.
But the problem is you use that Let's Eat password everywhere. But at least in this case, that cooking.com website got hacked, right? They got your login information, and now it's been sold on the dark web. So the bad guys can say, Jake out there in West Hartford, and whatever your email is, uses a password of Let's Eat exclamation point. I wonder if I can find him at other websites and use that password. So the dark web monitoring is saying, hey, bud, your name was out there. Here's your username and the password that was out there on the dark web. It's being sold. It's alerting you to that so that you don't, well, A, so you know that it happened, and B, so that you probably don't use that password again anywhere else, which is what we're trying to have you not do in the first place. Technically, if you never used any passwords anywhere else and used two-factor authentication, dark web monitoring is kind of useless. You don't even care if your stuff gets hacked because the two-factor authentication and the different passwords protect you generally. So they've told you about this incident. What type of website, Jake, are you listed on? Do you know what kind of account was it compromised or being listed?
I don't know. I didn't bother pursuing it any further. I don't actually know.
Well, now I'm laughing at you. Why would you pay $200 if not do anything?
That's why I'm wondering. Why am I doing that? So it sounds like I should drop the $200, not pay it, and then just make sure all my passwords are really secure and I'm using two-factor authentication?
Exactly. You want to use different passwords for every service you use, make them very long, like a passphrase. You know, rather than Let's Eat, you're going to have some long phrase describing, in some cases, some people want to use 99 characters and more for some of these things.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
The more, the merrier.
Yeah. 4 score and 20 years. I mean, you can type that password in and go as long as you want. And have that second factor, and you're going to be fairly secure. Nothing's perfect, but the dark web monitoring is just finding where those services have been compromised.
Yeah, I'm assuming I'm out there. Since I've got you on the line, let me ask you one more quick question. I have a friend who created a very complicated password, she memorized it, and then she uses it as other passwords. So, for example, I'm just going to say ABCD exclamation point.
Right.
It's much more complicated than that. So if she's at some website and she's logging in, she uses the name of that website and then ABC exclamation point.
Yeah, so I can figure that out pretty quickly.
Yeah. All somebody would have to do is get one of those and then they would know what the system is.
Right, that's not too hard to crack. That's actually pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I guess you're right. If they're not one of them, but she got two of them, yeah, they would cheat.
Well, no, you only need one of them because people, the hackers are really not that stupid. They're pretty smart. They're going to say, oh, okay, she uses LinkedIn ABCD123. And she uses, name the website. I mean, she's really not doing anything very good there. Now, she turns on two-factor authentication. She'll be more secure, so she could do that. But it's not recommended.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
One more thing. Yeah. I was going to say some banks, credit card companies will offer dark web monitoring as part of your account.
Yeah.
So I would, if you'd still like the benefit of it, whatever that is,
right.
And if you can get it for free from a bank or a credit card you already have, you might want to look into that.
And the other thing is, Jake, if you happen to see that you're listed and it is with your bank that they have the access to, that would be important information to know.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So read the report or don't pay for it and don't read the report, but don't pay for it and not read the report. This is crazy. All right?
Okay. Now I only have one more problem, and that is what do I do with the extra $200 I've just saved?
Yeah. Well, take your wife out to dinner.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll talk to my wife. I'm sure she'll have a good idea.
There you go. They always do.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jake. Yeah, my wife spends the money before it comes in. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. I'm going to pay for that one, I'm sure, later. We expect Wes Bryan on the air at 10:05, and we'll be talking ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, and data sciences. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Right now you can't. All the lines are jammed up. So let's try to free some up by calling you, talking to you guys. Let's go to Stefan in New Britain. What's happening, Stefan?
Oh, I'm having problems with my HP laptop.
All right.
Yeah, I believe the model is POS.
That's good stuff. Are you there? Oh, he's still there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm here.
All right. What's happening with your laptop?
So anyways, every time this thing either shuts down or I start it up again, it disconnects from my Wi-Fi. Now, I just ran the troubleshooter again, and it says there's problems with the wireless adapter or access point.
Mm-hmm.
They reset the network adapter, and they investigated, blah, 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 blah. So every time I want to reconnect with this thing, I have to unplug my router. Okay, thank you, Xfinity.
Mm-hmm.
And plug it back in.
Yeah.
And then try to access it. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't.
All right. Well, do you have a smartphone?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Okay. Does that connect to the Wi-Fi pretty regularly?
Yes, it right. does.
So then,
So I'm thinking it might be the laptop itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are we.
So how old is the laptop, Stefan?
Pretty old. Well, it's like 5 years old. It's one of those plastic-bodied HPs. I called you guys about it before. The screen that is the lid.
Yeah.
To the yeah, it's broken.
All right.
But not the screen is broken. It's just the lid hinge is broken.
Yep.
And
yeah.
But this is a recent thing because
we were
going to cancel the cable service and just go Wi-Fi and, you know, like stream video and everything.
Yeah.
This popped up right around then. So I'm just.
All right. Well, I mean, old laptops start to break down.
There are.
What?
They do.
There are two things that you could do that might fix it, mm-hmm. and you can try one, see if it works. If it doesn't, you got the other to use. And I would not assign any preference to either of these, okay?
Yep.
In other words, just pick one, do it. First thing would be to open up Device Manager and then open up Network Adapters, a category inside there, right-click on the Wi-Fi adapter, and remove it or uninstall it, whatever the wording is, then reboot the computer, okay? What that will do is it will find it'll remove the settings that it's got that are buried in the operating system. It'll find it again when it starts up, and it will restore them.
Mm-hmm.
But it will restore it in what essentially is a factory state, which should work better, okay? The other thing that you might want to do is to go to HP's website and install the drivers for the Wi-Fi adapter that's in it. And you can look up the drivers for your computer using the serial number. It's very specific and very easy to do.
And if that doesn't work, you could buy a third-party USB Wi-Fi adapter. You would disable the built-in one that seems to be failing. Plug in the wire, the USB one, and that would work too.
Yeah, this isn't Xfinity's Wi-Fi adapter.
This is the laptop itself.
Yeah. Oh, the laptop. So it's not the net. Yeah, the net. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so you buy a little thumb drive looking thing that will plug into a USB port and now act as the Wi-Fi for you as well.
Wow.
That's a way to do it.
Yeah, that's a way to do it. I was thinking about just replacing the entire thing, because basically I just use it to watch movies now because it's got a 4K screen.
Nice.
And I was thinking of going with HP, but not the POS model.
No,
I was thinking of the tower.
Yeah, you can get a tower or a laptop. Again, the laptops are good. We have a lot of good success with the ProBooks, the business-grade laptops that we provide our customers.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't need graphics. This is going to be for music, so...
Okay.
I really don't need like graphics processing, but I need it so like the USB ports and Thunderbolt or whatever I can get in there are not routed, you know, the same way as the chip. That's the thing. So I would have to call HP and say, hey, this is what I need to make it.
No, not really for music. I mean, there's not a lot of heavy lifting going on there.
It needs rapid access to the solid-state drive.
Well, a solid-state drive is inherently rapid access. So, yeah, right there, you're all set.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, because, yeah, that and, you know, like an i7, it'd be Yeah. Fine, but what's the gen of i7 that you guys said to avoid, like the plague?
Yeah, we're not too keen on the 12th gen, although they fixed the issues, from what I understand. So early on with the 12th gen, they had issues with it warping and doing weird stuff.
Especially in laptops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is corrected. 13th gen, I think, is due or out. 11th gen is still a solid gen, if you can find them. All Anything right. older than 11th, though, is going to be... You're going to pay more than you should for something that's kind of done.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you want to go 11th gen and up?
Yep.
But have you heard anything about, you know, how the 13th gen is reporting?
Not yet.
Reports now?
It's very, very new.
Okay. On this fixed report for the 12th gen, do you have, like, proof of this? Or is
they said they did it.
Oh, yeah, it's fixed.
They said they did it. No, well, I mean, you got to believe Intel is got it fixed. There was some weird warping and weird stuff going on with those 12th gens. It always seems to be their even-gen revs that come out that cause these issues. But they say it's corrected, and I tend to believe them.
All right. Okay.
So
That's very helpful, because a computer is it's an investment, and
yep.
I'd rather not have it go wonky like this one. Okay. Thank you guys very much.
All right, Stefan.
Your help.
Nice chatting with you. You know, a 5-year-old computer going wonky is kind of normal when it comes to a laptop. That's those things take a beating, and they don't last forever. Let's go on to Lynn in Nagadak. What's happening, Lynn?
Oh, hi. I made the mistake. I didn't know what I was buying when I bought the HP, the Plus Smart printer that you were talking about.
Okay.
I bought it because I was tired of the Epson printer stopping me from printing when I never used colors, very little.
Yeah.
So it would tell me that when the cartridge dried out that I didn't use and ran out, I'd have to replace it. And then it wouldn't let me print anymore. After it let me do black and white for a while, and then it just wouldn't let me print.
Yeah.
So I got tired of that, and I bought the Epson, the Hewlett-Packard, I bought a black and white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The good thing is that they know, because I'm online with them, they know. It was quite a process. It was quite a process to hook up with them. We were on the phone several hours.
But really?
The good thing is
Yeah,
it was a lot of glitches. I'm still getting emails telling me to take their survey, which I took, and I'm still getting emails saying, connect your printer when it's connected.
Gosh.
But those have stopped. But the good thing is that they send me cartridges. I think I get the first 6 months free, maybe a year. Then after that, it's only like $2 a month. So that's the savings on the cartridge.
Is it?
Yeah. So that's $2 a month for a year. What's that? $24. And if I bought a cartridge, what would I pay? $82, I think.
So I don't know. Getting you to pay forever is definitely everybody's goal.
I have to say that I know a couple people that have that same service,
mm-hmm.
and they both say that it saves them money.
That's good.
Until
it doesn't. Until it goes from $2 to $8.
Well, yeah, the price can change, and your printing habits can change,
right.
And then, you know, the finance, you know, that it just shakes up the snow globe, as it were, and,
yeah.
and you can end up...
upside down in your printer, in your printer ink.
But I'm just saying out loud, you know, maybe it isn't a bad deal all the time.
So with your printer connected to the internet, the printer knows when it needs a cartridge, and then they send you the one you need?
Yeah. They already sent me one, and I didn't even need it yet.
Oh.
I think they're, you know, having a little trouble getting it in the works, you know, but they're working out the kinks.
Mm. Well, get to spend 2 hours of your life connecting your printer to the internet. It's time you're never going to get back, Lynn.
Story of my life, And then they had me go to, I had broadband on my computer of 5G. They had me set it up for 2.4 Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I had to go back to T-Mobile, and they gave me 2.4 Wi-Fi. And now it just uses the 5G anyway. The broadband, you know, that broadband.
Yes. Well, your gigahertz speeds.
Yeah. But my question is, I'm not familiar with the cloud. I'm not in the cloud otherwise, so now I'm nervous that I'm in the cloud. I printed out my tax forms. And so is that in the cloud? Is that something to be concerned about?
They know what you're printing, Lynn. They know when you're out of ink. It is what it is. Who knows what they know about you being in the cloud there with your ink, Lynn? But, I would say in this case, you're probably okay. Until they let you know something about yourself that they shouldn't know, but they got it from your printer, then you should be concerned. Could they do that? I don't know.
Let's put it this way. The potential is there, right. But are they actually doing that?
I don't know. Hmm.
But you're saying anything in the cloud can be hacked, right?
Anything anywhere can be hacked.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Anything anywhere can be hacked. Unless you're using paper and pen like Jimmy Carter says.
There's a saying that the only secure computer is turned off, unplugged, right, buried under concrete with the network cable cut.
There you go. Not very effective use of a computer.
So. Not going to try that.
No. But thank you for checking in and letting us know your experience.
Yeah, and I had another quick question.
I got to put you on hold then. Carolyn needs to go to a break, okay?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to put Lynn back on hold and get to a quick break. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. And we're going to skip back on with Lynn here, who had another question. But we were doing a little bit of research, Lynn, on your subscription for cartridges. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So your cartridges for $2 a month or $3 a month lets you print 50 pages a month. If you print more than 50 pages, you could have a $5 subscription. If you print more in the 700 range, you're at $25. So they're counting your pages at least to say, Lynn printed 51 pages. Next tier. Cha-ching.
Oh, yeah. I think you could roll over it too. Like if you don't use.
Page savings?
Like if I don't say I sign up for the 50 pages a month and I only use 24, I think 26 roll over to the next, I think.
I don't know. If you do it that way, you'll be able to print out a novel at some point. Right? I mean, I don't know. Some of this stuff is weird. I mean, the math, they give you 6 months for free. So, I mean, I think they're going to be ending up winning in the end, but it is what it is. What was your second question?
Oh, yeah, quick question. I bought a new Samsung Galaxy A03 phone that didn't come with a charger. I've now bought two chargers, and it still says, after I charge it, takes forever, it says you're not using a supported product. So I'm confused. I got a 25-watt super-fast wall charger. It's a USB-C. Why is it saying that it's not supported? I need to use a supported one.
Did you buy it from Samsung, or did you buy a third party?
No, it actually says on the box, Samsung. 25-watt super fast wall charger.
Then I don't
know. I think they wanted me to buy, because I went on their chat page and they wanted me to buy a wireless charger, which is less. It's 15-watt. Yeah. You think that's got something to do with it?
No.
No, a 15-watt would be more than enough to charge that phone in a very relatively quick time.
Yeah.
Wireless technology is a little bit different. And you might want to give that a try. But I wonder why it's telling you that your charger is not supported. That seems kind of an odd thing.
It really does.
Unless, I don't know, is it possible that there's something wrong with the cable?
Maybe.
Maybe there's one pin out at one end of one of them that's just not making contact or something. I don't know. I'm just thinking that there might be some kind of a physical issue.
Right.
Yeah, just a guess on my part.
I would return it, send it back, and then go online again and see if they've got a better alternative charger for you.
The wireless charger might be a better choice.
It might be.
They're easier to work with. And over time, when you keep plugging and unplugging out of that port on the phone, you actually degrade it.
It's going to loosen up a bit.
Yeah. And, I've actually had phones that I've had so long.
You can't charge
that. It wouldn't charge when I plugged it in.
You gotta set it there just perfectly.
Yeah. Well, with wireless, you never have that issue.
Yeah. So I'd send it back, Lynn. There's something wrong with that, whatever they told you to buy. And it could be a bad one. Get a new one.
You're saying send back the phone?
No, the charger.
No, the charger. No, not the phone.
That's a little drastic over a bad charger. I don't know, you guys. Users. You guys crack me up. I don't know. No, send back the charger.
because I bought the first one I bought was 20 watt and 18 watt at Walmart. It said this is my second charger. The first one said the same thing.
Go to Samsung. You know, go to Samsung.com. Go to their website.
Yeah. Also,
yeah, they want me to get the wireless.
Well, there's got to be a wired option.
They do. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, and you said this was an A model Samsung.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not gonna take the charge any quicker than 15 watts at any rate.
Oh, because of the A?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, most of the phones don't go faster.
No.
I think the 23 will.
Gotcha.
S23, but not an A, and not any of the older ones. I have an S10e that won't charge any quicker than.
But how silly is it that these manufacturers don't provide the charger with the phones anymore? I mean, I know they're watching Apple, but it's just crazy.
Well, if
just
you
give
ask,
me the tool to charge my phone for crying out
if
loud.
If you ask them, they're being environmentally friendly by not cluttering up landfills with electronics.
Is that really what they say?
Throw away.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Lynn was ready to check the phone just a second ago. I don't know. I would go to Samsung's site, get the right charger, return whatever you're getting here. And that's what I would tell you to do. Or go to a cell phone store that sells Samsungs and just say, hey, what do you think? They should be able to give you the right charger.
Oh, that's a good idea, too. Yeah. Okay, good.
All right, Lynn.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're welcome. All right, so she's off to buy a charger. We're going to be on with Wes Bryan coming up, so stick around for that. We'll be talking about all sorts of stuff with IT Pro TV and what he's got cooking over there. Everything's been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com. It also works. And we're on the Facebooks. If you want to check out us, and you'll see Wes too, go over to WTIC's Facebook page and watch our live broadcast. I'll be right back.
Hi.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.